And generally we don't sing this too much at other times and in other places. Just so that it doesn't become the practice that everyone sings. In one sense, it's good, but in another sense, everything has its own time and place. But out of deference to the orders of the devotees, we'll sing this. These are the prayers of the gopis in separation from Krishna, when Krishna appeared in their midst. Then there was a Rasa Leela, or even before that actually. But the gopis started feeling a little proud that Krishna was personally with them. And in order to set things right, Krishna disappeared from their midst. And they became very, very sorry that Krishna had disappeared. It's just like when a hungry person gets a plate of food in front of him and the plate is suddenly taken away. So they were extremely sorry, and in feeling great separation from Krishna, they were wandering here and there in the forest of Vrindavan, searching for Krishna. And in that mood, they sung this song. It's famously called the Gopi Geet. How many of you have heard about the Gopi Geet before? How many of you have actually sung it before? Okay. How many have not heard about it at all? Okay. So this is a song from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the Rath of Lord Jagannath in Puri during the Rath Yatra, at one time he halted when Jagannath's cart had halted and the offerings were going on and so on. So he went to take rest in a nearby garden. And at that time the king, whose name was Prataparudra, he came there. And this was all a divine conspiracy, because the king had wanted to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had refused. He said, "I'm a sannyasi. I cannot deal with kings and all such people of this sort." But he was a great devotee. So he was extremely dejected that Mahaprabhu has rejected me. What is the use of my kingdom? I better give up my kingdom and become a mendicant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this and was internally very pleased. But externally he refused to budge from his resolve to have anything to do with kings. But the devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. So they hatched a divine conspiracy to help the king get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Of course, they knew that internally Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king that when Mahaprabhu is a little tired and he goes there to take rest in the garden, you should go in the guise of an ordinary Vaishnav, not as a king, and you start massaging his lotus feet, and you start chanting different verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam in glorification of Krishna, and in this way you will be able to get his mercy. So he did that. And as he was pressing Mahaprabhu's feet, then he started chanting various verses, and then he also chanted this Gopi Geet. And when he came to a particular verse, Tava Kathamritam, at that time Mahaprabhu rose up and he started saying Bhurida, Bhurida, which means merciful, very magnanimous. Who is this magnanimous person who has come and is showering the nectar of Krishna's names and pastimes in my ears? So he is truly a great soul. He has done me a great favor. And he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. Of course, internally Mahaprabhu knew very well who he was, but he just externally acted as if he didn't know. And then he exhibited all his opulences to Maharaj Prataparudra and cautioned him not to reveal this to anyone. So the Gopi Geet is definitely part of our culture, our devotional culture. And in Vrindavan, this is a very popular thing all over. And even in our ISKCON temple in Krishna Balaram Mandir, in Kartik, we have begun this tradition for a few years now. We chant every evening in the month of Kartik, just so that all the devotees can get the feel of what Vrindavan is. The gopis, as you know, are the highest and the best devotees of Krishna. Ramya kachit upasana vrajavadhu vargena ya kalpita. So the most pleasing worship of Krishna is that which was done by the gopis of Vrindavan. Generally, we don't talk so much about the gopis and all that because the subject matter is very exalted, very high. And it is apt to be misunderstood. So these things have to be taken very cautiously. And we'll talk a little more about this subject after we finish chanting. But nevertheless, the mood is very nice. So that's why we chant it. And even if we don't understand the meanings, but just the whole bhav, the mood of the gopis wanting to see Krishna again is what we can imbibe. Okay? So I think it's better I hold it up like this. Can someone play the kartal for me? You play the mridanga. Someone can play in time. You can, you go along as you see, okay? You just share for some time. Because it is sung by the gopis, gopya refers to the plural, uchuhu means said. So the gopis started speaking. So I will sing and then you sing after me, okay? Gopyuchuhu. Jayati te dhikam janmana vraja.
Surat Nath Te Ashok Dasika.
Neha kim vadah.
Shine.
Yoshita.
Shapaham. Kalam Shri Madatatam
Yeah.
Rajarchitam.
Oh.
Ayodhayam. Kasheshu Tenatavim Atasitad Vyathate Nakim Svet Kurpadi Bhir Brahmati Dhir Bhavadayusham together. Tavakathamritam Taptajeevanam भक्ति गीत की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। मोहित यू हैप्पी?